We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Radiant viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holy Tel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanjan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Jordan opens the Prince Al-Hussein bin Abdullah II Hospital. In animal news, a soulful parrot in Pakistan expresses his profound emotions. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the United Kingdom-based Right Start Foundation International, which encourages young people to adopt the ethical values inherent in the Muslim faith. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 25th, is the Supreme Master Qinghai Day. This auspicious day was proclaimed in 1993 by the Honorable Mayor Frank F. Fossey of Honolulu, Hawaii, the United States of America.
Master Qinghai Day in the city and county of Honolulu.
In recognition of Supreme Master Qinghai's countless efforts to promote peace in the world and her selfless devotion to humanity, Supreme Master Qinghai unconditionally offers her immense care and significant financial contributions to assist all around the earth who are in need. Through her boundless love and wisdom, she continues to guide us ever closer to a harmonious era of our planet, in which each precious life is cherished. Beloved Supreme Master Qinghai, we respectfully wish you excellent health and days filled with blissful jubilation as your magnanimous dream of a loving earth soon becomes reality. To our global viewers, please join us today and tomorrow as we celebrate the Supreme Master Qinghai Day with special programs on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms and Enlightening Entertainment.
Soy Claudio Castro, director social de Un Techo para Mi País, y en este día tan especial me gustaría mandarle un cariñoso saludo a la maestra Qinghai por la generosa colaboración que está haciendo con nuestro proyecto, y el apoyo que ustedes nos están brindando es muy importante para nosotros y el trabajo que desarrollamos día a día. Y también me gustaría sumarme en este día al reconocimiento que está generándose en distintos rincones del mundo por el liderazgo espiritual de la maestra. Así que agradeciendo y felicitándolos por el trabajo, muchas gracias.
对于无上师，我们了解很多，他很多很感动人的一些作为，那这些作为其实都很符合我们，就是每个人都需要的一些基本的理念，可以帮助大家，也可以让很多需要帮助的人，就像我们无上师过去不分地域、不分文化，在全球来倡导这样的。 助人，然后爱护地球这样的理念，让很多人得到了很多相关的一个协助，这样的义举，我们觉得都是非常的无价的，非常的让人家感动。那我们也希望说，可以跟着无上师这样的一个牺牲奉献服务的精神，来继续发挥自己的力量，站在我们每个角落，让我们世界 可以更和平，然后爱护我们这个地球，可以能够保持更好的一个地球的生态。那我们也希望借这个机会，我们深深的祝福我们无上师庆海日快乐，感谢他对我们这个地球的整个奉献。那我们应该大家都来响应我们无上师所提倡的理念，吃素环保来救地球。
I'm truly honored to wish Supreme Master Qinghai and all the viewers a magnificent Supreme Master Qinghai Day. Supreme Master Qinghai's unsurpassed dedication to spreading the universal message of love has deeply inspired me. As a vegan athlete, I know the importance of being active, keeping a positive outlook on life, and especially keeping my body healthy with natural vegan foods. To be truly living in a harmonious world, we must show a love and appreciation for all living things. When the whole planet shares the same vision of peace, miracles will happen. So everybody, be a veg, go green to save the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. A series of torrential rainstorms in late summer battered the city of Dandong in the northeastern province of Liaoning. Several people were initially reported missing, with well over 100,000 affected as power and communication systems went down and homes and crops were damaged.
Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 in emergency assistance, asking that our association members go help the most vulnerable. This amount could purchase $107,000 in supplies purchased in the United States, based on China's cost of living. With the help of local government, our association's relief team was able to deliver food supplies by truck to more than 10 urban shelters and area villages in need of aid. For the grateful recipients, the rice and cooking oil helped ease their distress in the flood's aftermath.
We appreciate the government's assistance, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional aid extended to the disaster victims, and our association's relief team for their prompt endeavors. Our prayers for the smooth recuperation of the flood affected, and that such weather extremities are alleviated through humanity's kinder care of the ecosphere.
Lives lost to cholera in Haiti. As of Saturday, October 23, Health Ministry officials confirmed that over 208 people have lost their lives to a severe strain of cholera that is thought to originate from a contaminated river in the central Artibonite region of Haiti. With over 2,600 people ill, a state of emergency has been declared in the area, and the World Health Organization has confirmed this to be the O1 strain of cholera, which is the most lethal. While the disease is treatable, victims can perish within a few hours if not given proper medication. The Haitian government has joined with multiple agencies such as the Red Cross, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and Water Missions International to quickly deliver medicine, clean water, and other supplies to the affected regions. The main concern at this time is a spread of the disease to the camps of the post-quake homeless in Port-au-Prince, which would result in a public health crisis. Although several cases have appeared in the capital city, United Nations spokeswoman confirmed that the affected people had become ill in Artibonite and had been quickly diagnosed and isolated for everyone's safety. We are deeply saddened to know of the lives lost, as we send our gratitude to all government departments, humanitarian agencies, and other personnel working to protect the health of the vulnerable. May heaven watch over the Haitian people as we strive to restore both human and planetary health through our more considerate stewardship of the earth.
Cyclone Giri pummels Burmese coast as fatalities rise in Thailand. The tropical cyclone made landfall on the western coast of Myanmar, also known as Burma, on Friday, October 22nd, causing at least one fatality and affecting thousands. Hardest hit was Rakhine State, where buildings collapsed, trees and lampposts toppled, and communications were lost in several areas. The worst affected township of Chakpu was 70% destroyed, with 60,000 people in need of assistance. Relief camps were being set up in the affected areas of Rakhine State amidst concerns of 4-meter tidal surges along the coast. Meanwhile, in neighboring Thailand, at least 32 people had succumbed to flood-related incidents as of Saturday, October 23rd, due to prolonged and unusually heavy rains. Over 1.4 million people have been affected, with thousands having fled to drier areas and many acres of farmland submerged.
On Saturday, Prime Minister Apisit Weitachiwa announced the establishment of a coordination centre to assist storm victims, as rescue and relief personnel continued their efforts. His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej also distributed relief items via the Rajaprajanagrove Foundation, while Her Royal Highness Princess Maha Chakri Sirindhorn sent foods and other basic necessities to Ayutthaya province, where villages face 2-meter-high floodwaters.
Having requested that our association members please check with regional governments to see if they are in need of help upon first hearing of the storms in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai also asked that nearby members find out if assistance is required in Myanmar as well. Conveying her sorrow and prayers, she requested that they go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable, saying that funds are available for urgent necessities. Our appreciation, Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, Thai and Burmese officials, and all others working to alleviate the conditions of the storm-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. May Buddha protect the Thai and Burmese people as we strive to lessen such weather intensities by fostering gentler, more eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims.
thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian news editor bestowed Peter Mackler Award. At a ceremony held at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., USA on Friday, October 22nd, Russian journalist Ilya Barabanov was honored with the Reporters Without Borders Peter Mackler Award for courageous and ethical journalism. The 24-year-old Mr. Barabanov is the deputy and political editor of the weekly Russian magazine New Times, known for its honesty in highlighting social issues. During his acceptance speech as the second-ever honoree of the award, Mr. Barabanov spoke in tribute of colleagues who had lost their lives bravely carrying out their duties as reporters. Also present to receive his award for the first time in person was 2009 honoree Sri Lankan J.S. Tisayinayagam, who was able to attend this year due to a presidential pardon issued in May. Mr. Tisayinayagam, who has written extensively about the challenges facing Sri Lanka's minority Tamils during the country's civil war, said that receiving such an honor provides both solace and encouragement to all journalists working in difficult situations. Our heartfelt accolades to both Ilya Barabanov and J.S. Tisayinayagam for your well-deserved distinctions. May commendations like the Peter Mackler Award serve to further encourage the valiant work of journalists in bringing accurate and up-to-date information to citizens worldwide.
UK warns to avoid pig consumption after deaths from rare disease. Three people in Cornwall, United Kingdom, have passed away from a rare strain of the liver disease, hepatitis E, with another 55 middle-aged and elderly in Devon and Cornwall who have been stricken by the disease. Although hepatitis C is typically associated with unsanitary conditions encountered in foreign travel, Dr. Harry Dalton, a consultant gastroenterologist at Royal Cornwall Hospital Trust, stated, "Not only had the patients not travelled abroad, but they didn't fit the normal age range for the virus. In other parts of the world, it usually affects the young. However, in the cases being seen in the UK, it is the middle-aged and elderly, particularly men." Dr. Dalton believes that the main cause of this viral strain is contact with raw pig meat, and thus has joined other scientists in launching a 2-year investigative study. The nation's Health Protection Agency has meanwhile issued a warning on its website, saying that pigs and pig meat can be the breeding grounds of such disease and may also be its cause in patients who have not travelled abroad. We send sympathies to the families of loved ones lost to this illness, as we also pray for the recovery of those who have fallen ill. May such tragic outcomes cease as humanity turns away from consuming animal products and instead adopts the humane and hygienic plant-based diet to ensure the health of ourselves and future generations.
Barbados Prime Minister remembered. Prime Minister David Thompson passed away on Saturday, October 23rd, at the untimely age of 48 due to illness. Known for leadership that defined situations while bringing together different views, the Premier had been voted into office by a landslide victory in 2008. Former Barbadian Prime Minister Owen Arthur stated, "He was able to pursue his work with what can only be described as a distinctive vibrancy, a passion, and a panache which truly set him apart." Jamaican Prime Minister Bruce Golding emphasized Mr. Thompson's dedication to the goals of the Caribbean community and his unconditional love for Barbados and her people. Our condolences to the family, friends, and many supporters of Prime Minister Thompson, whose standards of caring leadership live on in the hearts of many. May his soul rest serenely in the everlasting grace and comfort of the divine.
Save our planet. Current global consumption patterns would require a second Earth. The 2010 Living Planet Report by the World Wildlife Fund, which measures the global consumption of natural resources, has found that natural resources are currently being consumed at 1.5 times the capacity that Earth can provide. By measuring each country's carbon, water, and other resources, and then calculating the amounts used by an average person, the WWF found that some countries have such enormous ecological footprints that they would use the resources of 6 planets if everyone on Earth lived in the same manner. Such excessive levels of consumption are placing immense pressure on natural habitats and the wildlife they support, which is reflected in a 30% decline of biodiversity across the globe since 1970, with tropical regions devastated, losses of 60%.
In calculating what is known as an ecological footprint, the report identified human activities that use land or aquatic environments and found that livestock raising, including crops raised for feed as well as fishing, result in immense environmental depletion. Thus, WWF UK Chief Executive David Nussbaum urges for reductions in dietary meat consumption as a logical way to preserve both resources and biodiversity.
Many thanks, Chief Executive Nussbaum and World Wildlife Fund, for this report, highlighting our urgent need to simplify for the sake of the Earth's survival. Let us swiftly transition to the resource-sparing, plant-based diet to help restore the balance of life on the planet.
Speaking with concern about the damage to our ecosphere during an interview published in the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirmed the critical need to stop meat consumption for the preservation of the earth.
The livestock sector is the single largest human use of land and the top driving force behind rainforest destruction. The livestock industry causes a large part of the world's soil erosion. It is a leading driver of desertification, biodiversity loss, and water waste and water pollution. Despite water becoming scarcer each day due to global warming, moreover, the livestock sector inefficiently drains our fossil fuel and food grain resources. In short, we throw away 12 times more grain, at least 10 times more water, and 8 times more fossil fuel energy to produce a portion of beef compared to a nutritional similar or even greater amount of vegan food. A major study predicts that all fished animals will be 90% gone by 2050 due to overfishing and overwasting by catch. Moreover, it is such an alarming picture when we think about the billions of animals killed each year for so-called food, 55 billion, which is not even counting fish and other species. That is 8 times more innocent beings murdered each year than there are people on the earth. I pray that our world's leaders will take swift actions to ban the destructive meat production and instead use subsidies for organic vegan farming, which helps absorb emissions.
Save our planet. Plants clean up more pollution than previously believed. With plants and trees being known for their ability to absorb and transform harmful gases like carbon dioxide, researchers at the US National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, recently discovered other substances that plants also absorb. They found that some are particularly efficient at transforming chemicals known as oxygenated volatile organic compounds, or OVOCs, which can create long-term health and environmental damage, including contributing to lung infections and asthma attacks. Deciduous trees, which shed their leaves annually, were found to take in these chemicals 4 times faster than previously thought, with trees that are gathered in a forest setting being even more efficient. National Center for Atmospheric Research scientists, we appreciate these insights into the further gifts offered by the plant kingdom for human benefit. May our deeper appreciation inspire ever more protection for the natural world.
Save our planet. Having pledged to significantly reduce carbon emissions by 2020, China invested nearly $36 billion in clean energy measures in 2009 and is now assuming a leading role in alternative energy initiatives.
Save our planet. Governor Ted Strickland of Ohio, USA, announces the construction of one of the largest solar plants in the nation, containing a nearly 50 megawatt array that is expected to generate energy for some 25,000 homes, as well as create 600 construction and other permanent green jobs. Thank you.
Homage. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Homage and I love our vegan diet.
Today, we're going to share a tip on decreasing environmental noise levels around your home.
One way is to plant trees and bushes near your house.
They make your landscape look nice, and they help to absorb sound.
The greenery also naturally keeps the air cleaner.
Enjoy your tranquil scenery.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Jordan opens the Prince Al-Hussein bin Abdullah II Hospital. His Majesty King Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein, in the presence of Her Majesty Queen Rania Al-Abdullah, inaugurated the hospital. The 130-bed facility will serve more than 300,000 in the Ain al-Bashah district, where it is located, and in Abu Nasir Jarash and the surrounding areas. An emergency room, outpatient clinics, intensive care units, and pediatric wards are included in the $26 million center. It was funded in part by a $14 million low-interest rate loan from the government of China. Our congratulations, Your Majesties King Abdullah II Ibn al-Hussein, Queen Rania al-Abdullah, and Jordan on this wonderful new hospital. Also our thankfulness, China, for your support of this project that will help the well-being of many people. May all world citizens receive the care needed for optimal health, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
In animal news, a soulful parrot expresses his profound emotions. An exquisite Australian parrot who lives in the wildlife park at Lohibir, Pakistan, is moving visitors with his sad songs and lovely talks. The parrot began to recite these heartfelt expressions when his mate passed away 2 years ago. Wildlife Constable Mr. Mohammed Nasser said that the parrot is singing in memory of his late wife. Beautiful parrot, we pray your tender evocations bring you some comfort over the loss of your cherished partner. May all precious avian messengers of the divine flourish in safety with treasured ones on our shared ecosphere. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Right Start Foundation International, a United Kingdom-based organization which has inaugurated an anti-addictive drug program. We'll take a drink of fresh juice. Don't go too far. Please stay tuned for more loving news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, mind-soothing news for a calming world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on a United Kingdom-based organization which promotes study of the Muslim holy book, the Quran, to assist individuals in developing ethical values.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Right Start Foundation International, or RSFI, is a United Kingdom-based organization dedicated to promoting harmonious relations between various cultures, faiths, ethnic groups, and communities. It is especially committed to ensuring a bright future for youth. The nonprofit was founded by Egyptian Dr. Amar Khaled, a world-acclaimed speaker on the noble values inherent in the Muslim religion. RSFI is active in the Middle East, North Africa, North America, and Europe.
RSFI's projects include the development of a television series, The Revivers, which demonstrates the ethical qualities of a person who is actively engaged in society. It was designed so that the participants would be benefited by guidance from Dr. Khaled. Also, the winner receives 100,000 euro to carry out a humanitarian endeavor in her or his native country. The Muslim Leaders of the Future, MLF, another of the offerings of RSFI, trains young people in community service and leadership.
In collaboration with both governmental and non-governmental organizations, RSFI has inaugurated an anti-addictive drug program in the United Kingdom. Furthermore, they have provided support and expertise to similar undertakings in Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa. RSFI also holds events to encourage young people to study and gain wisdom from the Muslim holy book, the Quran. Our respectful appreciation, Dr. Amar Khaled and Right Start Foundation International. May the great Allah bless your laudable work. We pray individuals of all faiths embrace goodness and virtue with heaven's abundant grace.
Please join us for a joke told in Guarani, a Native American language spoken in Paraguay and parts of Bolivia, Argentina, and Brazil. It is entitled, The Banana.
Peteño hasa oñemboya ubañe mujame, oporandu y yarape. Bouje pupa coa, y yaron bojubay, peteín dólar. O hasaba oporandu, y catúe me eche potein paz en taore, peare pure y pirecue mante y catúre huerajá. Ombojubay chupe y yara. O hasaba heille y chupe, o imporá, ayoguata pa coa coete y rundu paz en taore je, jato putan de y pirecue.
Now for our viewer's heartline.
You are noble, the best channel in the world, awakening love inside us. When I watch Supreme Master Television, my being becomes more compassionate, more loving, more vegan. I am deeply grateful eternally, Supreme Master Qinghai, for all these gifts that you give us minute by minute. I love you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai. Lupercia from Paulista, Pernambuco, Brazil.
Hi, Lupercia. Thank you for your sweet message. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Lovely Lupercia, your touching note is much appreciated. Heaven rejoices as each of us becomes a more virtuous and compassionate being. I love Brazil and am happy with your country's progress. God's love and blessing to you and your nation. With all my love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May music of the heavenly spheres uplift your spirit, wishing you a joy-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama presents the 2010 National Arts and Humanities Youth Program Award to 15 after-school programs, many serving at-risk youth, in recognition of their work helping young people realize success through the arts.
As part of a three-nation Asia tour, Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli visits Formosa or Taiwan, where he and President Ma Ying-jeou agree to work toward the goal of waiving visa requirements while speaking warmly of their diplomatic ties.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates $12.8 million to charity Save the Children for a program to provide food assistance to 62,500 flood-affected families in Pakistan.
Following meetings with Polisario Chief Mohammed Abdelaziz UN Special Envoy for the Western Sahara, Christopher Ross, states that Morocco and the Polisario Front will hold new talks in early November to discuss the future of the Western Sahara.
Cellist Dale Henderson plays the music of composer Bach in the subway system of New York City, USA, refusing any money as he shares the beauty and joy of classical music with others.
Singapore's National Heart Centre reports on the completion of a surgical procedure that successfully removes early-stage lung cancer using advanced technology such as a 3D camera and robotic arms.
U.S. President Barack Obama pledges his support with a personal video message on the website for the It Gets Better campaign to protect gay teens from bullying and encourage citizens to ensure schools are safe for students.
Sri Lanka's acting health minister, Mahinda Amarawira, announces a new measure in schools to eliminate non-nutritious food as well as high-sugar soda drinks, and to promote healthier eating habits among students.
Astronomers in the U.S., France, and Chile jointly discover what is now the farthest and oldest galaxy known, whose light took 13.1 billion years to reach the Earth.
In the US-based New York Times Sunday magazine, journalist Nicholas Kristof reports on a growing trend of people engaging in do-it-themselves foreign aid, donating funds and often founding their own charities to benefit others across the globe.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.